Hi, Daniel. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I thought I'd get you on this morning. Obviously, over the last 6 months, well, basically since we last spoke, Christmas time, the cost of living keeps going up and up. And not only have you moved premises, but we'll get to that in a few moments' time. But what pressures are you seeing as an organisation with people coming in asking for help?
It's definitely increased, and we're seeing different lot of people, I guess, coming into our support centre.
Yep.
So even with us, with buying our veggies and that for resale in the store, so we do sell veggies,
yep.
I'm amazed at how expensive they are. Like, I choose actually not to buy some of them
mm-hmm.
because I think, oh, my God, someone's going to have to pay $9, $10 for a cauliflower. That's crazy. So it's actually quite worrying, you know what I mean,
yeah.
for people.
Yeah, and you're right there about the vegetables, because I think at one stage I was reading last week that even, I mean, well, obviously we need our fruit and vegetables, but $5 for an iceberg lettuce, and I think I saw blueberries maybe, it was certainly a berry, was around $150 a kilo.
Oh, yeah. I very rarely buy blueberries to resell because they are so expensive.
Yeah.
And I think it was the iceberg lettuce.
Yeah.
I think they were like $6 or something for us to buy, or $5 for us to buy.
So,
which is crazy.
Yep. Like, I mean, you mentioned there about people coming in. Are they specifically asking for food hampers? Are they asking for donations? Or are they just happy to buy something that's on the shelf?
Okay, so two very different things. We have our mini mart where anyone can come and shop here. And they're just coming for some bargains.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our support centre where people are actually needing to come and get a hamper.
Right.
So by Wednesday this week, we've done over 80 hampers. So I don't know what we'll end up on by the end of the week. So that's only halfway through, and we're at 80 already. So there is a lot of people out there needing assistance. I think I looked at it through the week, and up until end of May, we've probably fed, just through our hampers, going on to 4,500 children and adults this year up until the end of May. And that doesn't include our 220 school lunches a week.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of people needing a helping hand at the moment.
Are they coming in just saying that their money is tied? Are they coming in saying that, because obviously there's also the homeless situation at the moment where rental properties are really, really tight. What are they coming in saying to you, without giving too much away, of course?
Yeah, so it's really a mixture, and that's very much at what we aim for. So it can be a point-in-time crisis where they're living week for week and suddenly the car's broken down.
Yep.
It can just be that their money's not stretching far enough. Rents have increased, so money goes from somewhere, and generally it's food.
Yeah.
So their dollars aren't stretching as far. We obviously have seen an increase in the homeless people, and we're getting a lot of people coming into the support centre to have something to eat while they're there.
Yep.
Have their shower, do their laundry, that sort of thing. So it really is a mix across the board at the moment.
Sue Tasker is the CEO for Angels Community Group, joining us this morning on The Big Brekkie. Now, Sue, you've moved into the new location, and every time I drive past it, I think I must call in and say hello. But how is the new premises at the moment? How's everything going?
It's going really good. So we've had lots of new customers into the mini mart.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of the move was really for the support centre, and because we'd outgrown our previous premises.
Yep.
So we're still getting through some teething problems. We're still chasing our tails, getting used to new processes that we have to. But at the end of the day, the support centre is amazing.
Yep.
And I love it when people go in there and they go, we just love the vibe of the place.
Yep.
It's quite, you know, they can sit down and watch some TV. And our new cafe is really cute. You have to come in and have a cuppa. And we're starting to introduce some new lines in there as we're sort of settling in. It takes a while.
I can understand. So are you still looking for donations of food or anything else if people do have an excess supply of food, or they're able to help out one way or another? Because as we mentioned, we know money's tight. But if someone is able to help out, are you still accepting donations?
Oh, absolutely. This week we actually nearly ran out of most of our food by Wednesday. So we had a lovely lady come and donate yesterday to us, and a lady we helped last year paid it back and brought in some food, which is always lovely to see. So donations of food, always welcome, and can just be dropped to us at 66 Targo Street.
Sue, really do appreciate your time this morning, and more than happy to catch up at any time, and I'll buy the coffees.
Awesome. We'll see you then.
No worries.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. That is Sue Tasker, the CEO for Angels Community Group, joining us on 1332 4BU.